last bit is what you have been waiting for. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Can I have a good microphone for this gentleman here? All right. Clap for Agrifin.
Amen. I present to you 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preached, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first son, and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruit, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. There come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
Wow.
For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he said, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? For I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it had pleased him. And to every seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies celestial, But the glory of celestial is one, and the glory of terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differing from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written. Amen. And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. A quickening spirit. How be that was not first, that is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterwards, that which is spiritual. Which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as we have borne the image of the earth, earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And this I say, that brethren, flesh, and this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruptible inherit incorruption. Neither corruptible inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen.
Somebody clap your hands for this young man. Oh, clap for him. Clap for him. Hallelujah. Wow. Hey, I'll give you 100 Ghana cedis. Why? After church. Why, dear? You have done well. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Hallelujah. Well, we are blessed this evening. I said we are blessed this evening. Amen. The whole day has been a blessed day. And we are going to cap it all up. And I can't wait to have this, the most handsome pastor anybody can come across with. Now, no, your dress is so fine. I tell you, are you here or go home? Somebody that I've known, I've loved, I've related with, I've cried with, I've loved with, I've eaten with. We slept in the same hotel rooms many times. We talk on end every single day. We have something to say to one another. We can talk for hours. We can. And since I started supporting Liverpool, he has followed me to Liverpool. But we are trying to change our minds after they lost yesterday. But he's such an anointed man of God. This church is beautiful. Only his church is almost like our church. Are you here? I've gone home. Almost like as beautiful as this place. Maybe they will get there one day. But he's one of the finest pastor anybody can come across with. People call him my twin brother, except that I'm more handsome than him. And I preach better than him. But in any case, I'm glad to introduce to you my brother from another mother, my best friend, my co-equal. I want us to receive the Bishop Eddie. Give the Lord a shout. Can you see? Look at the shoes. Look at the tie. Look at the pochette. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Wow. Fantastic. What a joy it is to be at the Kadesh, where God lives. Fantastic. It's a joy to be here, to be in my brother's church, the church on fire. Hey, church in a easy crowd. A church that can have church the whole day. When my church grows, we'll be like this one. Put your hands together for the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Well, we've had a whole day, and I can even hear the children screaming at the background. But I want to salute my brother from another mother, whom I've related with for 33 years. Older than some of you. And he's one of the finest Christians, true man of God. Not just a man of God who preaches, but a true Christian who lives the preaching. And he's my inspiration in many things. When I became a pastor, full-time pastor, I looked at how he visits. I listened to how he counsels. I saw how he even cries when he's counseling people. I mean, several times I'll sit with him, and as we are counseling a very mobile situation, he would take off his glasses, bow his head, tears would be streaming down his cheeks. And I'm sitting by and I'm thinking to myself, I'm also feeling sad, but why am I not crying? I realized that it takes a certain heart to cry with people when you are listening to them. And by association, I've been acquiring some of the crying. Now I realize that I'm becoming softer and softer. The only thing I'm finding hard to follow is the Liverpool one. I cannot bear disappointment for so long. And so occasionally I go in and then I come out. I go in and I come out. I go in and yesterday I was in and I came out. I don't know when I'll go back again. But it's been such a blessing when Bishop sent us out to begin churches away from the headquarters. I've watched every day. I watch his Facebook to catch inspiration on how to present your church and how to dress as a pastor. And that is why today, by the grace of God, I'm a very hard follower, and I think I've done my best. Oh, you won't clap for me. God bless you, Bishop Saki, for many years of friendship, brotherliness, closeness. And I know that one day, when we get to heaven, We'll be singing together, dancing together, and rejoicing together. God bless you. And I thank you for adding me to the array of men of God on this Super Sunday. Very powerful. I'm going to implement it in my church. Church the whole day with lunch on the grounds. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, yes. Father, we thank you. What a blessing it is to have stayed in your presence for all these hours. A day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Today we have stayed in your presence. For the few minutes we have to be here before we go home, Lord, we look into your word again. May we find a word to encourage our hearts, a word to strengthen our hearts again and again and again. For earthly things of this world will leave us dry. Only you can satisfy. Today, satisfy us. Let your word continue to satisfy us. For blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto you. For he shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. Let that satisfaction be ours, and let that joy be ours. We ask again for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened to know the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance you have in the saints. Be blessed in this service and be blessed in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Turn your Bibles to Jeremiah 18. I'm taking you to the potter's house. To the potter's house. Jeremiah 18, verse 1. I'm not going to preach for long, but I want to stir your heart by way of remembrance. He says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause you to hear my words. Right here, even there's a wonderful revelation. My friend preached it at the Kodesh convention, that God is place sensitive. Even to hear his word, he directed the prophet to go to a particular place. And you are blessed to be in such a house. In this house, God will speak to you. He will cause you to hear his words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one of you, from his evil, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope. But we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his heart. Here ends the reading. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. I would like to encourage you with the words from the potter's house. He said, House of Israel, I have sent my prophet to the potter's house. And when he got there, the potter was holding clay in his hand. And then he said, the potter made a kind of vessel, but he didn't like it. And then he spoiled the whole clay again, and then he made it another vessel. Then he said, House of Israel, cannot I make you the way the potter has also made the clay? That means that whatever vessel you are, or whatever expectation you have had with God, even if it didn't go the way you expect, even if you look at the NLT, the New Living Translation of this passage, you would see something very interesting there. Listen to what he says. He says, but the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. The jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. And sometimes your life doesn't turn out as you hoped. Sometimes, in spite of the blessings that have been prophesied, in spite of the anointing you have been under, in spite of the hands that have been laid on you, things don't seem to turn out as you have hoped. But the Bible says that God says, I am also like a potter. Even if it didn't and hasn't turned out the way you had hoped, I can of the same clay, not another one, but of the same one, I can make it into another vessel. I can remix. You know, like these days, musicians remix their music. You hear a song and it's been popular maybe for some 10 years, 20 years. Then the composer comes again and he says, remix. It's the same song, but he has added a little twist to it. So when we hear it now, we think to ourselves, I know this song. It's very familiar to me. It's sounding nice and it's sounding more modern. They have added a little bit more bass. They've put in a little bit more strings. They've added some trumpets. They've put some synthesizers. The song seems to have been remixed and remade and is sounding better. I see your life receiving a remixing. You see, when I read this, I felt very comforted, because sometimes in the church as a pastor, if you're a pastor of a church, you stay with people for a very long time. And many times, you see, if you're a visitor and you preach to the people and you prophesy over them, when you finish, you go away. The people who are in the church, there are some that may still have the issues that were prayed over still lingering on. And things, even though it was prophesied and I believe the prophecy, even though I accept the anointing that is on every man of God who has come into our lives, there is also the reality that sometimes things don't turn out the way you hoped. But you see, we serve a God who says, I am the potter. I am the potter. I am the potter. I am the potter. And even if things didn't turn out the way he hoped, he says, cannot I make of the same vessel, I can turn it into another vessel, a more glorious vessel. I see the Lord doing some kind of remix, renovation. Sometimes you have a house, the same house. After some time, it looks boring. The walls look dirty. The doors sometimes don't even lock well. I even remember my bedroom. When I'm locking now, it's very difficult. I keep telling myself that, hey, this thing, one day I'll be turning the lock and it will not turn. I hope I will not be inside when it happens. But after some time, you do a renovation on the same house. And when somebody looks at the house later on, say, hey, your house is looking very nice now. The same house has been renovated. May the Lord renovate you. May the Lord remix you. May the Lord reconstruct you. May the Lord reconfigure you. May the Lord reformat you. May He rehabilitate you. May He remold. May He rejuvenate. Oh, I like God. I like God. I like this aspect of God. May God redecorate you. When people see you tomorrow, may they say, hey, you used to be very sad. You see, he was telling the house of Israel that you've walked with God for a long time. You've not decided to walk in the evil of the evil imaginations of your heart. And many times Christians come to that. You've waited for a husband for a long time. You've gone to a convention. They say, in 3 months, you are getting a beloved. The feeling was good. The atmosphere in the church was powerful. By the time you are leaving, you have springs in your feet. You have a song in your mouth. You are smiling at everybody. They taught you to smile. They taught you to dress well. They taught you to improve your cooking. You have done all, but it's been 3 years. And I know many Christians, when they get to that point, they become despondent. It's also a word. They start to give up. The person who has kept herself and been holy for a long time and said, one day God will come through for me. One day God will come through for me. I will never give up. But there comes a point when they realize that it's like God is taking long. I remember my own sister, she said, my own sister. And she was saying that in relation, she was saying that sometimes ya no che. She was talking to me and she was saying to me that, and she was looking for a beloved. And she was growing older. Every day somebody would come to the house and introduce their beloved. I got a beloved. I was moving on. So when she looked at herself, because we are the same age, I was born 1st January. She was born 16th September. And we have a brother who was born 29th January. Same age. Too powerful. Don't laugh. It's a blessing. That's why I'm here. If it hadn't happened like that, I would never have come. Yes. You are laughing, but some of you are also like that. And she said to me, "Nyankopon ya na oche kefie chofio." And sometimes when you are a pastor and you are with people, every year we say, this is your year of this. Then you say, wow. Last year was our year of greatness. It happened for somebody. But for somebody, it was not a year of greatness. It was a year where some people lost their jobs. It was a year where some relationships got broken. Even some marriages got sour. But you see, God is saying that even when you go through these type of things, don't give up and give yourself to the evil imagination of your heart. Because the same God, I think they were singing the same God, isn't it? The same God can make of the same vessel. Oh, he can make of the same. He will remake, remanufacture, reorder. God will do it for you. But you see, the people gave up. And even when the prophetic went back to them, that God can make you, if you repent, he can remake you and remix you. They said, no, then there's no hope. If then there is no hope. if he's wanting us to change our ways, then there's no hope. God, we are all going to walk in our evil ways. And they are Christians. They come to church all right, but they have given up. And they are tired of this year of this, year of breakthrough, year of improvement, year of success, year of going forward, year of improvement, year of advancement, year of increase, year of empowerment, year of enlargement, year of... And sometimes what they say in their minds is that, Yatiabre, we have heard these things, sir. We are tired. Yatiabre. So you see them now, they have a sugar daddy. Well, I kept myself for a long time. No man was coming. I was getting broker. David said, when I see the evil people, they are not in trouble like other men. Their eyes stand out with fatness. Their breasts are full of milk. He says, they even curse God and bad things don't happen to them. But when I see the righteous person, he's struggling, he's in difficulty, things are some way for him. The only comfort he had is when I entered the temple of God, then I understood their end. But you see, before he even said that, he said, in vain have I cleansed my hands. Because it's like, what is all this? I come to church, I give my tithe, I give my offerings. They say I shouldn't take an unbeliever boy. I don't have an unbeliever boyfriend. They say I shouldn't fornicate. I've been trying. I've done all these things. But somehow I don't have a good job. I struggle to eat. I struggle to go around. I struggle to come to church. And you see a Christian, he's serving God all right. He's coming to church. He's in the choir. But his heart or her heart is broken from a series of disappointments and disappointments. And that is why God sent me to you today. That you have a potter. And the potter says, of the same clay, I can make another vessel. Maybe it may not be a vessel that is married. But who told you that those who are happy are all those who are married? You may not be, you may think, you see, some people think that when you are single, your greatest joy will be to marry. So that becomes their main focus. Then when they marry, then the focus shifts from the man or the woman to a child. Then when I have a child, I'll be the happiest. Then when they have a child, their focus shifts from the child to what? To having a house. Then when they have a house, their focus shifts from... But before the house came, I mean, car would definitely come before a house. I mean, I don't know anybody who is looking for a house before a car. Most people get a car before a house because man must move. By the time the car comes, then comes the school my child should go to. Then comes the house helps. Then comes the... So it's like every day there's a problem that is your main focus. And the focus, which must be Jehovah himself, we shift away from him. So he was drawing the attention of the people that, look, I am... Go to the potter's house. I'm going to show you something. You can't get this message when you are in the church, in the temple. You cannot understand the message I want to give you unless you arrive at the potter's house. Because at the potter's house, that's when you see a clay. Then he says, you are also clay. And then I am the potter. And when I come, I will take the way the potter took the clay. He was trying to make a vessel that can be married. A vessel that can have a good job. He's trying to make. Then when he made the vessel, it didn't turn out the way he hoped. Then he said, but of the same vessel, I can make it maybe not a married person, but I can make a vessel that is somebody who has spiritual children. I can make it a vessel that the person didn't get married. Like if you take someone like Catherine Kuhlman, she never got married. But she affected her generation with miracle power that even men of God didn't have. Now, she could be jealous and say, I don't have a husband like others. And be brokenhearted for the rest of her days. And her relationship with God will be destroyed. And God took the prophet to the potter's house and said to him, watch carefully what is happening. Wow. The man makes a vessel. It doesn't work out the way he hoped it will work out. He is a potter. The clay is still in his hand. I want you to know that you are still in his hand. Amen. You are still in his hand. Amen. Yes. You know, some people don't like these type of messages, but honestly, if you walk with God and you know God for a long time, you will appreciate what I'm saying. Yes. God, I've been a pastor for a long time. There are some nice sisters. I've pastored them. I've even tried to work. If you're a pastor, look, I know how to connect people. I know. Even recently, I was making moves. Yeah. Just, you are a pastor. If you don't make moves for your daughters, somebody will come from Pentecost and collect your daughter before you realize the wedding is in your church, but the daughter goes to another church after. I remember a particular couple. The lady was in my church. The guy was in another church at Kolebu. When they came, look, I liked her. She was a Kwaba lady, beautiful. I took personal interest, counseled them together before the marriage, everything. So the guy said, look, they are going to come here after. It's the same church. I opened my heart, counseled them, blessed them, officiated the wedding, talked to them after. Hey, the day after the wedding, they came. They said, oh. The guy said, oh, we came to visit. I said, oh. Then he said, from time to time, we'll be coming. And they had the same names. If the guy was called, for security reasons, if the girl was called Selom, the guy was also called Selom. So Selom and Selom. Or Mauli and Mauli. You know, Ewes, you can give the same name to Selassie and Selassie. To this day, I use them as, because the way I like them. So I still make connections. Because I want my children to stay in the church. I want them to marry in the church. I want them to do well in the church. So I make the connections. But I have stayed in the church in this lighthouse for close to 30 years. I've seen people that have wanted to get married, but they haven't been married. But they are still with me. They are still my members. I've prophesied, you are getting married this year. The year came. Others got the prophecy. You see, God always blesses when they speak, receive it. Some people have been singled by God. That is their day. It doesn't mean that your day is never going to come. Are you understand what I'm saying? But every time there's a prophecy, God knows it has somebody's name on it. I wish I didn't have to preach like this, but that's how it is. Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, in which there was a lot of sick people. Only one person he healed and left. This miracle worker Jesus healed one person and just disappeared. Is it the same God? It's the same God. So my point I'm making is that you may have heard prophecies upon prophecies, encouragement upon encouragement. Never lose faith in God when your turn hasn't yet come. And when a particular vessel you are expecting to be doesn't become what you expected it to be, don't give up on God. Because he hasn't given up on you. Amen. And he says, I can make another vessel. But the problem is that we don't like or we don't know the vessel that he's going to make. And we are not excited about any vessel because we are fixated on this thing. I want to marry. I want a job at a bank. I want to go to America. I want to be in London. It's like once your eyes are fixed on that, you can never shift it. So for the rest of your life, it's your prayer topic. But God is saying that, I can make another. You see, even though you are in Ghana, you've tried visa 20 times. It has bounced. You tried to use somebody's passport. You go to England. Ghana, they didn't see. Even Amsterdam, they didn't see. You arrived in London, and then just, you even passed, oh, you went through. As you were standing there waiting for someone, an immigration officer came and said, come. Can I see your passport? You have crossed, oh, you are about to take the taxi and go to town. Then they bring you back. When they check, they say, your face does not look like this face. Then they put you back on the flight and you come back. Now, that vessel of a Ghanaian boy from Achrensia who has arrived in London, maybe that vessel never became what you expected it to be. But God says, I can make it another vessel. And you can stay right here in Ghana. Another vessel who has not been to London before, but you employ people who have come from London. Another vessel who has never been to England before, but even sometimes you can speak like somebody who has been to London. After all, you don't have to go to London to say, Oh, may the potter take you in his hand and make you another vessel. Another vessel. Another vessel. Another vessel. Look, I'm not a senior pastor. Maybe in my life I never hoped to be a senior pastor. It's never been a dream. Maybe I'm not that type. I've never been like I want to start a church on my own. I've never had such a thought. But if, let's say, that was even my vision, and I never started a church to be the founder of a church, I can be made into another vessel, a vessel who is an assistant to a founder. And if I can trust this potter, when he makes me into a vessel who is not a founder, but he is an assistant to a founder, you can still be as glorious as somebody who is even a founder, even more glorious. Look at the church we are in. Look at the carpet we are walking on. Look at the chair you are sitting on. This is not a founder's church. How many founders in Ghana can boast of anything like this? How many? And somebody had the audacity to see this, to meet this man of God, Bishop E.A.T. Saki, and say that, you know, you don't have to kowtow to Dag always. You're also a man of God. You can start your own ministry. You see, because people think that you have to be the head to make impact. You don't have to be a head. You see, that's because your mind is on a particular type of vessel. But the potter can make you another vessel, which is not a founder vessel, but an associate vessel, like an assistant vessel, like a branch pastor vessel. And yet, if you are faithful in that work, oh, I can see God. You will see him. He has made you a glorious vessel. A glorious vessel. Is this not honorable? Yes. Some people don't have that wisdom. Because of that, you get to a point and say, God has disappointed you. God has disappointed you. Because I like what Sister Mami says. She says, the unexpected is unexpected from your perspective. But from God's perspective, it is not unexpected. Yes. The unexpected is you say this is an unexpected thing that has happened. But in God's perspective, it's not unexpected. He is the potter. You are just the clay. And he says that I can turn you into another vessel which will be glorious. In my house, not every plate is used by me, but they are in my house. Not every cup may be used to drink by me, but they are cups, they are in my house. Yes. Don't be disappointed in God because you haven't been married for the last 10 years. I wish, you know, when I get to heaven, I'll be asking Paul, why did he single us to one wife? It's one of the questions I'm going to ask. Because we would have solved a lot of the problems in the church where marriage is concerned.
Yes.
Because when I look in the choir, look at all, I'm sure there are some of you who are not married. Are there some unmarried people in the choir? I give something four. Now, I can give you about seven. When I look at your body and your prosperity levels, I can give you 13. But if Solomon has 700, if you have even 100, you are not bad. I give you 95. A lot of the people who are in the church who are not married, we could have solved their problem. But Paul said, one man, one wife. Yes. When you come to church, somebody's crying. Why are you crying? I'm looking for a beloved. Oh, come. Look, how many wives do you have? You have got only three. Look, here is another. A very faithful sister. Add her to yours. But don't behave like the Israelites and say, I will walk in the evil imagination of my heart. I will not pay my tithe. I will not be regular in church again. You see, some of you, because of how it is, you don't come to church even weekdays. God is like Afide Adorson. It's too much. It's like it's too much. The way God is, my brothers, the way God is, my brother has a song. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. It's true. If you get to know him in a way, the longer you serve him, the sweeter he will grow. But for some Christians, the longer they are serving him, the more disappointed they look, because one expectation I have had, it has not been met. And I'm saying that it is a type of vessel you are looking at. But the potter you have, he can make of the vessel a vessel who has not gone he hasn't been to university. But who told you that it's only those who have been to university who have made it in life? I look at my Auntie B, right here. Auntie B, Mpachwako University there. Mpachwako there be. Brofono, Ehifana Usiano, Lighthouse, University of Lighthouse Chapel International, United Denomination, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. That is where her English was. When you hear her speaking English, you will think she has been to school, she has done her master's, her doctorate, everything. But is she blessed? She's blessed. But if she had to cry every day, I didn't go to university. University a man ko we radi as asisi. Ni masters ya menya bi e radi. Awa radi. Mi degree ya ma wani mu ana. Mi na me kasa. Awa me radi ka bi ma mi o. E radi kasa. Mama kuma. Tomi emu o. Then the person who didn't get married. Okuna menya, wo we are seeing we. Any man, so man will be a ready. I already.
Ibrahim no one in one. Hey, Minya Mekasa. Oh, my radical be mammy. Oh, a radical, sir. Amakuma, Tommy Amo. America, manko. And in London, Bontia, Mintia, Soda. Our radio. Kwaya mentu yenu ni mwana Minya mekasa Then the person who is married every day marital beast Amani ami hu wa mawari yemwi Ni ejojo bebria minamu yerade Our radio, Matiti and the one in one, Minya Mekasa. Oh, my radical be mammy. Oh, a radicasa. Amakuma, Tommy Amo.
And you see that the church is full of people who are concentrated on one problem after another. And when the solution is not coming, they give up hope. They can't praise God. When they see people dancing around, they say to themselves that, hey, Mudia, yeah, mamo. Your own is good. Me, I've been around for a long time here. Yeah. I've not got job. I've not got this. You people, you are okay. Okay, Mudia, mumko. That's why you see sometimes people who have grown and have had certain experience, they don't dance in the church. If you are leading praises, you have to turn your eyes and go to other places. Yes. Yes. Show me your kotoje. Show me your touch, Emma. Koto Jo. Koto. Hey. Touch, Emma. Back and say. Koto Jo. You can't sing. No, you can't sing. Yes. But Job, I think it was, who said that, where is my God who gives me song in the night? Because he can give you song in the night. If you read the book of Acts, you see them, the Holy Spirit guiding Peter and Paul and Silas to go and preach in Macedonia. And Macedonia has one of the big towns called Philippi or Philippi. And that is where he was ministering, and a little child, a girl who had an unclean spirit, was saying that these are men of God, hear them. These are men of God. And Paul turned and rebuked the spirit, because if a demon, you allow a demon to advertise you, then when you leave, the people say, even the man of God was okay with the demon praising him, so we can go to the demon. So he rebuked the demon, and then the people who were into business with that evil spirit, they were angry and they threw them in prison. God can lead them and lead you to preach in Philippi, but you end up in the Philippian jail. You think that if you serve God and you are doing the right thing, nothing bad will happen, Agatha? Maybe if you don't need this message today, you will need it in some time to come. So just mark it as one of your favorite, not even favorite, or star it as and put it aside. One day you fall on it. You can be doing the right things. Everything is correct. You are not a sinner. You don't fornicate. You don't do anything. And yet, it is not as you hoped. And this, it is not as you hoped.
You, the vessel, become angry with the potter that, why have you made me so? And that's why he talked to the people of Israel. Said, can't I am the potter. Look at the potter. He's making another vessel. Another vessel. He'll go and sell it. Somebody will buy it. Can't I also make you the same? Can't I also make you the same? So if it doesn't turn out this way, look to the potter and say, what next are you making me? What next? What else? What are you making me into? What vessel is this? What vessel are you making me into? One day my friend was telling me how he was in his office and they brought a pastor who had lost his wife. And then they brought him and he just sat there with the man and they were just there together. I don't know what words he told the man or what he said, but you see, the person was brought there because here is somebody who has been where you have been and he has survived. You know, in my tribute during the funeral, I asked a question, what will T do now? Now that his young wife is gone, what will he do now? But 10 years on, T is doing something. T is preaching. T is married again. T's got a daughter. He didn't get the daughter before. He's got it now. T's, look at T's church. T has built a church from foundation. Look at T's congregation, whom he has brought from nothing. Look at it. T is doing something. He has become another vessel. When he told me that, I said, hey, if God wants to give you a ministry power to comfort people, and this is the cost, the price, it's very expensive. But there are messages only he can preach. There are encouraging words only he can say. So he has become another vessel. He is not the vessel who has never lost his wife, but he's another vessel who is also going forward and doing great things for God. But I know some people who were weighed with so much sorrow and felt so disappointed by God. They gave up serving God. They cursed God. They became morose. They became sad. They became depressed. And when you see them, you see that the person is only waiting to die. And that's why God took us to the potter's house. What must be our response? Our response must be to love the potter with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our might. This is what Jesus said. He said, what is the greatest command? What is the most important thing? The most important thing is not a car. It's not a house. You see, a lot of the churches, they go for prayer meetings. You should hear somebody was telling me, they go for prayer meetings. Hey, machine gun. Making me promotion. And when the prayers are intensified, you should see their hand. Making me promotion. Hey, machine gun. Now we are praying for you to build a house. What happens when the house doesn't come? You must still love God. Let me give you that final scripture. You will need it. Matthew 22. He says, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang the prophets, the law and the prophets. On these two commandments. I read it again. New Living Translation, the Anglicized version. He says, the entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. The entire law. Eh? And these, all the demands of the prophets, anything prophets have written, any instruction they have given, is based on this particular fact. Every prophetic word they have spoken and written about, whatever is in the word of God for us, he says that they are hanging on these two things. Love God first. Sister, while you wait, love God with all your heart, with all your soul. Yes. Yes. Brother, the travel to Germany hasn't come. What do? Love God with all your heart. Instead of saying that I will follow the evil imagination of my heart, I will do what I want. So you see Christians who are in the church with boyfriends, standard. I will follow whatever evil I want. I'll follow it. No. Your response must be instead of, and when the prophet went to them and spoke, they said, hey, if the repentance to change our ways is what God is expecting, then there's no hope. There's no hope. Then we are finished. We'll follow our evil imaginations. Whatever is in our hearts. We'll follow. Well, we are tired. If we serve God, that we don't get anything from it. Still follow God and love him with all your heart, with all your soul. Yes. You can have a car, but you won't love God. You can have a house, you don't love God. You can go to America, and that's where you backslide the most. Oh, people home, America, so whatever you have to do, whatever, even some girls, ladies, Christian ladies, they add themselves to a list of prostitutes and join to go. Yamre. Waiting man will see before. We are tired. They say we'll prosper when we tithe. Charlie, 10 years now. Metria tithe, sir. The bia na me ho chire me. So you see that you change and then you start to now tithe pa se tithe there. You are a Christian, but you give an offering, but tithe pa there, no. So I just came to add this twist. Because you need it as you are walking through this year. Because I've worked with God for many years. Many na nante enfie kakre. Many yesu anante enfie kakre. Oyo yonkwa oni mi ramoda tibie ni naramu. Menina nena tibia ninemu tibia, which is whatever state, whatever my lot. You see, when you hear the songs, you think that it's just for funeral. It's not just for funeral. It is well. It is well. That's why sometimes we are singing the song and tears are rolling down our cheeks. It's not that we are disappointed. We can see that that is how it is to walk with God. That's how it is. Like God, the way you walk with God, sometimes the things don't turn out as you hoped. But it is all well. It's okay. It's okay. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. You see, last night I was talking to a doctor and she was telling me that they have seen something in my mother's body and they feel that it is something, something, something. I said, "Oh, ah, it is well." Oh. My mother herself told me that, "Hey, what's way? No, she had a muck or crow. Now, Mr. Ho, it is well, cry. It is well." Now, that can never be. You see, you can hear news, and based on the news, you won't go to church. But when Job, who has walked with God and was called the richest man in the East, when he heard the news, your children are dead, your businesses are destroyed, your houses are all gone and everything, what did he do? He fell on his face and he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." That's not when we curse God. That's not when we stop serving God. That's not when we stop coming to church. That boy said he won't marry you again. "Sister, I've got such news before. I was in the university. I used to have a beloved. One day she called me and she called." It was not through her phone. He said, "Can I see you?" I went to see her. She said, "Oh, I think it's not working. Let us call it quits." Yes. You say what? She has missed. Up till today, she's not married. I never cursed her, and I can't curse her. Even today, I've got a text from her. It's been more than 30 years. Yes. You got a text from her too, yes. Yeah, right now, yeah. When I got the news, I felt sad, because you feel sad when bad news comes. Are you not a human being? God made your emotions, by all means you feel something. But you see, when you feel something, you see, what he was telling the Israelites is that I am the potter. I am, look at the potter. He made the clay, it didn't turn out how he hoped. Do you understand? You were a missionary. It didn't turn out how you hoped. Is that not so? Did you build a church like this there? Did you have a congregation like this there? Didn't you feel disappointed when you are coming? But has he not made you another vessel? Now look at the church you are in. You are one of the pastors in this beautiful Kadesh, one of the most ultra-modern, multifaceted, cosmopolitan, state-of-the-art, futuristic church. How else all our missionaries the world over will be longing to come and be with Bishop Saki, to be in his church? All missionaries everywhere.
And I like him very much.
Yes, and he likes you very much. But you see, you can be looking at that. "I was sent to a mission. I didn't really work out how I hoped." You see, the word is in the Bible. It's not, the Holy Spirit inspired them to put it there. It didn't turn out as he had hoped. Now, Bishop Saki loves you. He likes you. He wants you, but you can be here and always depressed, morose, very sad, and thinking about that time when I remember when I was on the mission, how it didn't work, how they called me back. I've been a failure. I've never made it. I mean, how I wish I had made it, how maybe they should give me another chance. And you are here. Oh, Bishop Saki likes you. He loves you. He wants you. Instead of relaxing, enjoying where you are. You know, we can talk, we'll never finish. But I just want to say that when you look at the potter, your response must only be this one. To love him with all your heart. And love him no matter the condition you go through. If your marriage has not turned out how you hoped, brother, don't say that I married in the night. I'm praying for her to die so that I can get a proper one. No. Me give me better wife. Well, you're a beer, what you honoma, or hammer jim be ambontio, hey, bontio, hey, machine gun. May the Lord help you. Arm yourself with the potter's revelation as you go through the year and tell yourself that it is well. It's okay. It is well with me. Whatever my lot is true. It's a powerful truth. Whatever my lot, he is still my God. Elijah called fire from heaven. But there was a time he was there. God said, I'm coming. And fire came. God was not in the fire. I say, Elijah called fire. God came through the fire, consumed the sacrifice, and licked up the water. But a day came, he was there. God said, I'm coming to visit you. The fire came. Fire came. But God was not in the fire. He was in the still small voice. God doesn't work in the same way all the time. He is the potter. He can make of the same clay another vessel. Clap your hands for Jesus. I'll just stand to your feet. I'll just offer a prayer. We take our communion and then we should be out of here. As I walked through the door, I felt his presence. And I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides in. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. I said, as I walked through the door, I felt his mighty presence. And I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides in. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. Said, in his presence I know there is joy without measure. And at his feet, peace of mind can still be found. If you have a need, I know he has the answer. Because we are standing in his presence on holy ground. I would like to tell you what I think of Jesus. I have found in him a friend so kind and true. I would like to tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something no other friend was able to do. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else can take that sickness from my life today. Oh, how much he cares for you.
He is here. Let's celebrate the presence of the Lord. He is here, the Holy One. Oh, let Him be adored. He is here to worship Him. It's such a sweet reward. He is here in our midst. He is here. Father, I pray for that one standing in this place, giving up hope, giving up your service. I pray for everyone in this room that, Lord, we will not change, but we'll place our lives in the potter's hand. You are the potter, we are the clay. Make us into vessels that you can use. Vessels that you choose. Thank you. I pray for strength to come into our hearts. Strengthen our hearts. Strengthen our hearts. And turn our hearts in the direction of your love. We love you, Lord. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.